You're listening to SBS News.
Just when Sweden was on the verge of joining NATO, it permitted a Danish far-right political party leader to burn a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm, no less. Now, Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says Sweden should not expect Turkey's support for its NATO membership bid.
Ülkemizin büyükelçiliği önünde böyle bir kepazeliğin yaşanmasına sebebiyet verenlerin...
It is very obvious that with the Swedish government allowing such blasphemy in front of our embassy in Stockholm, it can no longer expect our support for their NATO membership. Swedish government does not need to mention about the rights and freedom to us. If you really do respect rights and freedom, at first you need to respect the Turkish Republic or Muslims' religious beliefs. If you don't show that respect, I'm sorry, you'll not see any support from us regarding the NATO membership issue.
Bizden de NATO konusunda herhangi bir destek göremeyeceksiniz.
Mr. Erdogan also criticized Sweden for pro-Kurdish protests where demonstrators waved flags of various Kurdish groups, including the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. The PKK is considered a terrorist group in Turkey, the European Union, and the United States, but its symbols are not banned in Sweden. Sweden's lack of a ban on the PKK was an issue that has been under discussion for months as the Nordic country applied to join the 30-member NATO alliance, but it seems, at least for now, that is not going to happen. All 30 member states have to agree to allow new nations to join.
Kalkacaksın, senin güvenlik güçlerin.
Under the protection of your security forces, the police and so on, you'll commit this betrayal, this impertinence, this baseness, this vulgarity, this dishonor. And then they'll say, look at what we did to the Muslims under protection. It is clear that those who allowed such vileness to take place in front of our embassy can no longer expect any charity from us regarding their NATO membership application. Sorry, we said this in the beginning. So you'll let terror organizations run wild on your avenues and streets and then expect our support for getting into NATO? That's not happening.
Herhangi bir hayır haklık bekleyemeyecekleri açıktır.
Danish anti-Islam activist Rasmus Paludan had obtained a permit from Stockholm police to protest against Islam and what he called Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan's attempt to influence freedom of expression in Sweden. Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu denounced the burning as an attempt at provocation and called it a hate crime.
Unfortunately, we are living through days when the Quran is being burned in other parts of the world. We must vehemently condemn such attempts at provocation together, because such populist and extremist approaches have nothing to do with freedom and democracy. On the contrary, such attempts are hate crimes that will sow the seeds of enmity among people and disrupt peace and tranquility.
Condemnation from the Arab and Muslim world has been swift. In Baghdad, Iraq, outside the Swedish embassy, protesters threw water bottles and stones at security personnel. Mohammed Kamal was among those protesting.
Today the masses came out peacefully in front of the Swedish embassy in Baghdad, and we tell them that there will be more escalation to come if the embassy does not apologize to all the Iraqi people.
Protests also took place in Jordan. The Islamic Action Front is an Islamist political party in Jordan. It's the political wing of the Muslim Brotherhood there. Its leader is Murad al-Adela, who organized the Jordan protest in front of the Swedish embassy in Amman, in which the Swedish flag was burned.
This event has been organized by the Islamic Action Front with youth activities against the crime that was committed by this Danish extremist member in Swedish land and with the approval of the Swedish government. This offense includes burning the Holy Quran, which is the most important and sacred element among Muslims. This Quran is not just a book, it is the constitution of Muslims and their life.
In Yemen, it was the Shia Houthi government that organized a similar protest. The Houthi minister is Dayfallah al-Shami. He says there is an ongoing battle against the enemies of Islam.
This is a part of the ongoing battle against the enemies of the Muslim nation and the enemies of Islam who seek to bring down the status of Islamic sanctities, mainly the Holy Quran, from the minds of the Muslim community because they know that the only solution for the nation in confronting its enemies and in the face of all global targeting is the right return to the Holy Quran. That is why they are offending the Quran.
Sweden has been relatively quiet about the Quran burning incident. Swedish Foreign Minister Tobias Billström did tweet that Islamophobic provocations were appalling. He posted, "Sweden has a far-reaching freedom of expression, but it does not imply that the Swedish government or myself support the opinions expressed." Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.